This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtes Shvi'es, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Me'emusai, Motzien Zivolim, Lashposes. When may farmers start gathering manure, fertilizer, into piles, and that people will not think that they're actually using it during the Shemitah year itself? Mishe Yifzaku, Oivdei Avaida, Divrei Meir. Remeir said that they must wait until the Goyish farmers, who do work on Shemitah, of course, finish their farming for that year. Reb Yehuda Aimer, Mishi Yivash Hamosik. Reb Yehuda said they must wait until the sweetener, which is the fertilizer that sweetens the earth, dries. Reb Yaisi Aimer, Mishi Yikosher. Reb Yaisi said, when it dries so much that it turns into thick knots, at which point it is no longer fit for use until the next rainy season. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Shvi'is, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Ad Kama Mizavlin. Once it becomes permitted to gather fertilizer, how many piles are allowed? Ad Sholosh Ashbosais Lebeis Saw Shall Eser Mash Belois Shall Lesech Lesech. For every base saw of land, they may make up to 3 piles of at least 10 manure baskets containing 1 lesach measure each. Mosifin al hamash belois, vein mosifin al hash bosois. They may add more baskets to each pile, but they may not make more piles, since if the manure, the fertilizer, is spread too wide, it seems as if they are fertilizing the field for Shemitah itself. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Af al Hwash Basais. Rabbi Shimon permitted making more piles, since the piles are so big, it does not appear like fertilizing. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechta Shvi'is, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Oise Adam Esadeu, Shalosh Shosh Ashbosais, Lebeis Saw. 3 piles may be made for every Beisa of land. Yeser Mikan, Machtziv Divrei Reb Shimon. More than that, Reb Shimon permits, provided that they are placed in a circle. V'chachamim Oisim, Ad Shiyamik Shloisha, O Ad Shiyagbiya Shloisha. The Chachamim said that one must dig a hole 3 tvachim deep in which to keep the fertilizer, or put it on an elevation 3 tvachim tall, so that it will not look like he is fertilizing his field. Ose Adam es zivlai oitzer. The 3 piles may be gathered into 1 giant pile with no maximum size. Remeir Oyser Achyamik Shloisha O Achyagbiya Shloisha. Remeir forbade making a giant pile unless it is in a hole 3 tvachim deep or an elevation 3 tvachim tall. Hayolo Davar Muat Maisav Allah Vahilich. If a person does not have enough manure to make a 10 basket pile, he may carry out however much he has and add to it as he gets more. Reb Eliezer ben Azariah Oyser Ad Shiyamik Shloisha O Ad Shiyagbiya Shloisha O Ad Shiyitain Alasela. Reb Eliezer ben Azariah forbade making a pile smaller than 10 baskets unless it is in a hole 3 tvachim deep, on an elevation 3 tvachim tall, or on a stone. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechta Shvi'is, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Hamidai Er, Es Sodehu, Ose Sahar, Lebeis Asayim, Oike Shol Shruchos, umaniach es ha'emtzayis. If a person allows his sheep to wander in his field, dropping their manure as they go without intent to fertilize it, he may pen them into an area of two saw. He may then leave one side of the fence in place and move the other three sides in order to pen them into the area, the adjacent area. Nimtso medair beis arbas sawin. It'll come out that they drop for a manure fertilizer over an area of four saw, after which you must gather the manure into piles before allowing them to wander elsewhere, because then we're concerned it may appear as if he is deliberately fertilizing his entire field. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer, Beis Shmainas Soin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, they may wander over an area of eight saw before he must gather the manure into piles. Hoysa kolso deyu beis arbas soin mishayer mimenu mixas bemnei mars ayin. If his entire field is no more than four saw, he must leave some part of it outside the pen and not let them wander the entire field at once, lest it appear as if he is deliberately fertilizing his field. Umaitzi min hasahar v'naisin l'toich sadeyu k'derech hamezavlin. After they are finished wandering, he carries the manure out to the manure piles in the manner described above, which are three piles per base saw. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalin. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Lo yiftach odam machatzev batachila l'toich sadehu. One may not start digging a new rock quarry in his field on Shemitah, since it appears as if he is preparing his field for planting. Ad sheyiyu bo shalosh merubiyos, unless it was already started to the point where three rows of stone were uncovered before Shemitah. Sheheim shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh, each row being three amas long, three amas wide, and three amas tall. Shi'uron esrim v'sheva avonim. That is a total of 27 stones, each of them one, by three amas. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Goder sheyesh bo esra avonim al masri shnayim shnayim hari elu yinotelu. If a stone fence has at least 10 stones, each of them so heavy that it takes two people to carry it, in which case the stones are fit for use in building, the entire fence may be moved even on Shemitah. Shir geder asara tfachim. This is all provided that the fence is at least 10 tfachim tall, since it is obvious that he is moving the fence to use its stones. Pachas mikain mechatzev v'goyimimai ad pachas meha'aretz tefach. If it is any less than that, either the stones are smaller or the fence is shorter, he must leave the bottom tefach of the fence in place, because we're concerned it looks like he is clearing his field from stones in order to plant it. This all applies when a person removes a stone fence from his own field. From someone else's field, he may take whatever stone he likes, since he obviously has no interest in preparing someone else's field for plowing. B'med d'var mamurim, b'zman shelo hischel bay me Ereshvius. Furthermore, it applies only when he did not begin removing the stones before Shemitah started. Avol, im hischil boy me'erev shvius mashu reitza noitel. If he began before Shemitah, he may take whatever stones he likes, even from his own field. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Mesechtes Shvius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Avonim sheziz oson hamachresha, stones that were or will be knocked out of the earth, o shahayu mechuseis v'nizgalu, or uncovered by a plow, im yesh bohem shtayim shel masli shnayim shnayim, and are so large that they need two people to carry them, hari elu yinotelu. If there are two such stones, they may be removed, since he clearly needs them for building. Had he meant to clear his field, he would have let the plow uproot them. Ham sakel esadeu noitel eswel yainois umeiniach es hanoigas ba'aretz. Otherwise, if a person wishes to gather stones from his field for use in building, he may take the top stones, but must leave the stones that touch the earth so that it will not seem as if he is preparing his field for planting. V'chein gargar shel tzroyreis ogal shel avonim. So too, if he wants to move a pile of pebble or rocks, noitel esu el yoinois umaniach es hanoigas ba'aretz. He may take the top ones, but must leave the ones that touch the earth. Im yesh tachtein sela okash, hari elu yinotelu. If the area beneath the rock pile is bedrock or straw, which is not fit for planting, then he may take them all. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Mesechtes Shvius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Ein beinen madreges al pi hageyos erev shvius mishaposku hageshomim bimnei shehu mesaknon la shvius. From the time the rain stops in the sixth year, one may not build steps down into the valley for use in climbing down into the valley to draw water for the fields, since it appears as if he's preparing to water his crops on Shemitah. Avol bainahu bashvius mishaposku hageshomim bimnei shehu mesaknon l'maitzi shvius. However, from the time that the rain stops in the Shemitah year, he may then build steps for use in for the eighth year. V'lo yismech ba'ofer avol oisahu chayitz. When building a dam in Shemitah to prepare for the eighth year, one may build it using rocks, but one may not fill the space between them with dirt, since a watertight dam gives the impression that he intends to use it immediately. Kol even shehu yochol lifshoit es yodai velitlo, harei zeh sinotel. When building during Shemitah, one may take any rock that is within arm's reach, even if it would normally give the impression that he is clearing his field from stones. In this case, he is obviously using it for building. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Mesechtes Shvius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Avnei Kosef, Bois Mikol Makom. What's called shoulder stones. Avnei Kosef, shoulder stones, may be brought from anywhere, even from his own field, since they are so large, they are obviously meant for use in building. V'hakablon mevi mekol mokom. A building contractor may bring rocks of any size from anywhere, since everyone knows why he needs them. V'elu heim avnei kosef kol she'eno yechaylo li'notel Ba'achas Yod Divrei Remeir. Remeir said that shoulder stones, was called Avnei kosev, are any stones too big to carry with one hand. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Avnei kosev kishman. Kol shehein nitolosh shtayim sholosh al hakosev. Rabbi Yosi said, they are stones carried on the shoulders, even two or three at a time. And that is the end of Mishnah Tess. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Habayne geder, beinai, ubein rishus harabim, mutter lahamik ad hasela. If a person builds a fence on Shemitah between his property and the public street, he may dig a ditch to lay the foundations and dig all the way down to the bedrock. He obviously is not digging in order to plant there, since no one plants on the line between their field and the street. Ma yase ba'ofer tzivrei b'rishus harabim u'mesaknai divrei Reb Yoshua. What should he do with the dirt that he digs out, since carrying it into his field would give the impression that he is using it for planting? So Reb Yoshua said that he should first carry it out into the street, where it becomes a hazard, and then immediately carry it back into his field, which gives the impression that he is just clearing it from the street to prevent a public hazard. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Kederach Shein Mekalkalin Birshus Harabim, Kach Lo Yisaknoi. Rabbi Kiva said that one may not make hazards in the public street, even with the intent to fix them. Ma Yaseh Ba'ofer, Tzayver B'toich Sadehu, Kederach HaMezavlin. Rather, he should gather the dirt in piles in his field, the same way that he gathers manure, fertilizer. The same is true when digging pits any part of the year. And here too, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva argue if the dirt may be placed just for the meantime, momentarily, if it could be placed out in the street. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.